Brother Millard has talked the Word of God to us, and I certainly wouldn't want to try to add anything to it or take anything away from it.
Thank the Lord. Help him, Father.
There is a heaven to gain. There is a hell to shun. If we miss heaven, we certainly won't shun the other place. And God prepared a way. And man prepared a way. God's way is called the way of holiness.
Praise the Lord. Yes, oh God.
People can knock it and try to discredit it, slander it, which they've done ever since the beginning of time. But God's way is still the way of holiness.
Yes.
The way of holiness. The way of holy living. God said, "Be ye holy, for I am holy." That's the way of holiness. And there is only one way for me, my children, you and your children, to gain heaven. Immortal glory. Only one way. And that is to live a righteous, holy life. A life free from sin and condemnation. You cannot, any way, by main strength, live a life free from sin and condemnation because you are sold unto sin. From your youth, you followed a sinful lifestyle, and I don't care what a good kid you've been, you are still a sinner.
Praise the Lord.
Because sin has ruled and guided your life, yes. Your imagination, yes. Your thoughts, the words that you spoke, you thought in secret, is on record before your before God, and you will certainly face that record. God looked down upon this earth and he searched this earth over above the earth and the earth and beneath the earth to find just one little thing that would take away that sin stain that is upon your life. And beloved, finally he found it, and it was the blood of his only begotten Son. Somebody had to come into this life because he has said the wages of sin is death. You're going to die, beloved. Glory to God. And you're either going to die with sin all over you. Oh, glory to God, all over your life. You're going to die with a record before God that said this is a sinner and hell is his eternal home.
Glory, glory, glory.
Either you're going to die like that or you're going to die with your sin under the blood of the Lord Jesus. How does that work? Oh, people just get all scared when you start talking about being sanctified. Beloved, that blood sanctifies. It cleanses. It purifies. It justifies. And it takes that person that it has cleaned up and he sets him over there in a little bunch. Beloved, that is called the body of Christ. Without the shedding of blood, there's no remission. Just because Jesus shed that blood don't mean he has covered your sins. Your sins are covered when that blood is applied to you. When is it applied? Beloved, when you say, "I believe Jesus is the Son of God." No, he said, "You're doing well if you believe that much." You know where you got to? Just up to what the devil believes. The devil also feared God. They believe God and tremble. Beloved, you wonder why it is that when people begin to come up before God with an honest heart, begin to look up to God, and they begin to feel a power. They begin to move upon their body and they begin to tremble. Oh, glory to God. Sometimes they get to thinking, "Well, I'm feeling pretty good. I'm doing pretty good, beloved." You know what's happening? Jesus. Glory to God. Well, glory to God. Jesus is reaching down there. And then glory to God, brother. I can't take that thing off. Beloved, listen. Jesus is reaching down there. And he's giving you power to become the sons of God. Don't you start thinking I'm feeling pretty good. Beloved, that's condemnation on your soul. And Jesus is speaking to you through a spirit that you hadn't learned about yet. That's not salvation. That's Jesus calling you. He listened to what he said. He said he came unto his own, which was a Jewish nation. His own received him not. But I'm going to stop right there. You know the last sermon Jesus ever preached to the Jews? Do you know what it was? You shall not see me henceforth until you say, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Beloved, up until now, beloved, and well, a Jew is going to come, beloved, just like you going to come if they receive salvation. I've seen some. I remember one. How many years ago, as a young man, I was having a meeting at a place down in Winston or Walker County, and there was an old Jew there, and he stood up, and he talked just about so you could half understand him. He said, I used to have a daddy that had millions of dollars. I had a mother that was wealthy, but now I don't have a daddy. I don't have a mother because when I received the Lord, when I received him, they said, you are no longer our son, beloved. But you know what he said? He said, but I've got Jesus, thank God. Well, I'd rather have Jesus today than all millions of dollars that you can find in this world. I wouldn't even take anything for the assurance that I've got that there is still heaven waiting. If it's all right, I already talked more than I feel like I need to. But if it's all right, Brother Miller mentioned the Lord, let him see a vision. That was a long time ago. I'd heard it lots of times, but it's new to me every time because I know it is exactly in line with the Word of God. But a while back, I had 7 bypasses. They gave me a bunch of pain pills, and I got home, and I took one of them. And I said, Lord, I don't want them things. They just run my spiritual mind. I'll just suffer as much as I can here. And I remember sitting in a recliner where I try to sleep. And I was sitting there late. Couldn't go to sleep. And I finally uttered a short prayer. I said, Lord, will I ever go to sleep again? And a voice said, I will show you like what it could have been or how it could have been. And immediately I was gone. And I was in the most beautiful place I had ever seen. I looked over there and I remember very well old Aunt D. Worley off over there a little ways. I says, how you doing? She said, I'm doing fine. Another child of God. I don't like to mention these folks because kind of it gets to me a little. And she was doing fine. Another sister over there. Why in the world would you want to come back from a place like that? Yeah. Beloved, I'll show you how it could have been. But God had something else for me to do. And I went back to church. Had a man and woman met me at the front when I started in, and then nurse come by, or the lady come by and says, you don't know me, but I know you. I said, no, I guess I don't know you. She says, I'm the nurse. Dr. Ryder's nurse, said, I'm the one that took care of you while you was in the operating room. I says, well, I'll tell you what, you saw me at my very worst. Now come in, you'll see me at my very best. Beloved, I want you to know, I hand these Bibles out to these folks. Boy, if you want to be good, you follow that word of God. You want God to bless you, you follow that word of God. And don't be ashamed. Beloved, don't be ashamed if you're sitting around with a whole bunch of folks and they're just as atheistic as they can be, and some of them claiming to be all kind of ministers. Don't be ashamed to stand on the Word of God. The Apostle Paul said, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. For it, the gospel, is the power of God unto salvation. To everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, after that to the Greek. For therein is the faith of God revealed, from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. The same gospel was preached to the Jews. They didn't all believe it. But as many as did believe it, he gave them power to become the children of God. Today, you have got power to become a child of God. Not main strength, not natural or physical power, but when you come before God, there is one word that is standing between you and eternal damnation. That word, you might say, I thought it was Jesus. No, you already know that. That word is repentance. It is impossible for you to become a child of God without repenting, as it is for you to fly to the moon. Without repentance, St. Luke 13:3, except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. I'm going to run through, brother, and I've taken up this much time, I'm going to run through the steps of repentance for you. Because our people still think they can do as they please. They can do what they think. In other words, they fulfill the scripture that said, being ignorant to God's righteousness, they go about to establish their own righteousness. Not submitting themselves to the righteousness which be of God. Repentance means first for you to hear the gospel. You must hear that from a man that is filled with the Holy Ghost, with the evidence of speaking in tongues, and with the fruit, the works behind his life, to prove that he is such a man. It shall come to pass that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then can you call on him of whom you have not believed? How can you believe on him of whom you have not heard? How can you hear without a preacher? How can he preach except he be sent? And I could go on with that, but it's not necessary. Other than the fact, when God prepares a man to carry his word, he will carry his word.
Yes, thank God.
Him whom God sent, the word of God said, speaks the word of God, for God giveth not the Spirit by measure unto him. Beloved, he said for that man to reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering in doctrine. Sometimes it takes some reproving people of following the wrong walks in their life. Sometimes it means to go a little further and rebuke those who will not turn at the reproof of God's word. They have to be openly rebuked. And then sometimes children of God has got complacent and they're sitting around and they'll listen to every kind of silly gossip somebody can come along with, and they completely ignore the teaching of the Word of God telling them, don't you do that, don't you hear that. If somebody brings that to you, you call two or three witnesses and you put those people on the stand to find out if they're messengers of Satan or not. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering in doctrine, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but will heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. What does that mean? Get me somebody to just kind of agree with me and let me tell them what I want done. And we'll turn their ears from the truth unto fables. Now, beloved, you must first hear the word of God before you can believe the true word of God. Now, what does it mean? After you have heard the word of God, somewhere when you hear the word of God, you're going to hear the words that Jesus has spoken in the 13th chapter and the 3rd verse of Luke. Except you repent, you will likewise perish. Jump over to the, skip one verse and go over to the 5th verse. Except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. Repentance stands between you and eternal hellfire. Now, what is repentance? What is repentance? What does it mean to repent? A man in the Bible had 2 sons. He said to his older son, said, "Son, I want you to go out in the field and work today." He said, "I'm not going." It's in the Bible. He had a younger son, said, "Son, I want you to go out in the field to work." He said, "Sir, I'll go." You know what I compare that to? I compare that people going to the house of God, sitting around hearing the gospel and Jesus saying, "I want you to come to me. I got a work for you to do. I want you to do the works of holiness. I'm not going to do it." Jesus spoke to them in parables. "I'm not going to do it." He speaks to another one over there and says, "Son, I want you to go." He said, "I'm going." And here he goes up to the altar and he prays a while. He gets in there and he helps sing. He does everything the children of God does. But beloved, he don't go to work. He don't do the work. He lost. He stays lost. That old boy back there made no bones about it. He was just old beat up, and he wasn't going. But after a while, he began to consider his life. He began to consider what he had just done. "I have told my daddy I'm not going to do what he told me to do." And he begins to get all broken on the knee. Now, not. Well, glory to God. He begins to get broken up. He begins to get under conviction. And he gets up and he says, "I ought not to have done that. A guy, he called me. He told me what to do. So I'm a going, and here he goes." And Jesus said, "Which one of them obeyed him?" Which one obeyed him? Beloved, the one obeys is the one that goes all the way. Them that plays along with the wayside will never make it. Beloved, my daddy, bless his heart, he was my wife and I was just talking about him a little bit the other day. She says, "He was a good old man." I says, "I never thought about him being an old man." She said, "Well, I really guess he never was just an old man. He was a good man. But he went along through this life. He watched out for his family. He made a living for him. He watched out and he loved holding his people. Oh, he would no longer put up with anybody abusing God's people than he would abuse his own home. He loved them. But beloved, he would pray. We would, even when my mother wasn't home, my mother always called us in as long as we was at home. She called us in and knelt down and had prayer with us. Mothers, are y'all doing that today? If you're not, I'm ashamed of you. We knelt down, we honored to her, and we knelt down and she had prayer with us. But beloved, even when she went home, I had him to come across this time for us to pray. Very few times she wasn't at home with us either. I want you to know that. But beloved, one day, an old child of God, just an old man, he told me, he said, "I felt like if he didn't come to God during this service, he'd never make it." So he got a burden for him. And he went and he began to talk with him and began to encourage him. And he just went right on to the Lord. Beloved, get somebody on your heart. Get somebody on your heart more than anything else you want in this life. Get your heart's desire into this. And beloved, we want to see God begin to send an outpouring. "Where shall I turn? Thou hast the words of eternal life." Only Jesus. Now, what is repentance? First, before you can repent, you must hear the truth. I am going to just run through and give you a few quotations. These brethren behind, I give them perfect right to stop me if I don't tell it exactly right. But we have an example in the Bible that Jesus recommends as being repentance, and that God recognizes as being repentance. And Jesus said, if you don't do that, you will perish. I'm right so far. Jesus spoke to his preacher. And he says, you go to that great city over there. That city was a city of 3 miles journey. So I've driven up to some of these, what we think to be pretty good sized cities. And I thought, man, I could walk through that in a whole lot less than 3 days. I said 3 miles. I mean 3 days. Yeah. I thought, man, I could walk through that little old town in 4 or 5 hours. But it was going to take man 3 days to go through this one. According to history, some of the most beautiful towers and things like that in the world over there. But he says, you preach to them the words that I bid you to preach. Amen. You don't go over there and tell them a bunch of Jewish tales. You go over there and you preach the word that I tell you to preach.
Yes, thank God.
Yeah. You know what that preacher did? Lord, I know you. I know what's going to happen. I'm going to go over and preach to them, and I'm going to tell them all this, and you just full of mercy, and you're going to have mercy on them. I want them destroyed. He didn't say that, but that's what he wanted. Bunch of bad folks, they just need to be destroyed. So he decided to go fishing. He just decided to take a vacation. He wasn't even going fishing. He went off down to the coast. I like to go down to the coast every once in a while, but I don't go down there too many times, but I want to make sure that I'm there on the right attitude.
Amen. Yes, thank God.
And he got on a boat, he started to cross, and God began to deal. And he ended up swallowed by a fish, a great fish called a whale. God let him live through that. God still holds the power of life and death, Brother Anthony. He's one. He went down to the bottom of the sea in the belly of a fish that goes along and just eats everything you come up with just about. I've been reading where they find people with tennis shoes, old suitcases, all kind of stuff in some of those big fish they catch over there. He said the seaweed wrapped all around his head. I want you to know he was in misery.
Yes, no doubt.
And God wouldn't let him die. And he said, I cried unto God from the bottom of the sea, from the depth,
oh God,
the belly of the whale. He said, I'll look again toward thy temple.
Praise the Lord.
And God heard him. You know why? But look, boys, I'm going to tell you something. God tells you to do something, you'd say, well, I'm not going to do that. But guess what? You wish you'd done it 100 times
yes,
over.
Oh God, help him, Lord.
And in hell, you're not going to forget it.
No.
Well, God spoke to the fish. And he killed him and dumped him, vomited him up onto the sand. Boy, I'll tell you, a backsliding preacher, he just ain't worth nothing. He'll make a fish sick. Throw him up on the ground. Now I want you to think about what a ragged looking fellow he was. Man, the acid, listen, the acid and stuff that's in those things, you can catch one with a fish hook and it'll eat that fish hook up in just a little bit. That fellow probably didn't have one single hair left on his whole head or body. All blistered, skint, bent, and spindled. He was in a mess.
Yes, oh God.
But directly God says, go to that great wicked city over there and preach the word that I bid you. Boy, here he went.
Yeah.
I guess you'd have went too, wouldn't you? Beloved, he went over there. Now I'm going
to
tell you what repentance was. He repented. Up until then, he's having his way. Lord, I tell you, I am so tempted to tell you what's going to destroy a lot of good children of God. I can't hardly get away from it. And that is wanting to have your way. Wanting to have your way. Before, he wanted to have his way. Now, I don't want to be fish bait anymore. I'm gone. He entered into that city and he cried out. And he said, yet 40 days, Nineveh shall be overthrown. Somebody said, he said, except you repent. No. He didn't give them a chance. He wanted them destroyed. Man, look what they caused him to get into. Yet 40 days, Nineveh shall be destroyed. Beloved, we could say 40 days, some people right here is going to lift up their eyes in that place that the rich man went to. And you already know him, that God, in his tender mercies, has a plan where you can be saved. But that's the exception. Except you repent. Now, here comes repentance for you. And the only kind, they heard the word of God. They believed God. Didn't say they believed Jonah. It said they believed God.
Yes, thank God.
They believed God. You see, you can say, oh, Brother Millard, he didn't know what he's talking about. But beloved, hell will be your eternal home. They believed God. Now I won't tell you what they did. And God said, Jesus said, this is what you're going to do. Are you going to perish?
Praise the Lord.
They believed God. Every one of them turned from the sin that was at their hand. Not just the sin they were doing, beloved, but the sin that was going on around them. They got out of it. They got away from it. They quit their clubs. They quit this and that and all the filth and things they were doing that was wrong. They turned from the sin that was at their hand. They turned away from it. And they walked away from it. And they began. But wait a minute. I want to follow that step by step. First thing, number one, is they heard the word of God from a man that God had sent. Well, glory to God. Beloved, you have heard the word of God here. Beloved, from people that God has sent to you. Beloved, they heard the word. And they believed God. They believed that. Beloved, then they turned from the sin was at their hand. First step, they heard it from a man that God sent. Next thing, they believed it. Next thing, they turned away from sin. You say, I'm trying to quit sinning. You are not doing it. You're loving your sin. And you're going to burn in eternal damnation for eternity.
Praise the Lord. Yes, oh God.
Amen.
They turn from their sin. What's the next step? They humble themselves. Boy, their fine clothes didn't amount to much. The king. I guess he already knew what when God said I'm going to do something. They needed to do it and do it in a hurry because of the example they had over there. Sodom and Gomorrah with all that bunch of gay folks over there. Nothing gay about them, but we have to be a little bit politically correct, I reckon. But the Bible term for them is a bunch of sodomites. They knew God, the wrath of God. So they turn from their sin. Then to humble themselves. All their fancy clothing. Yeah? Y'all know how I'm about dress. People are just dressed decent and in order. Yeah. Don't tell me, sister. Look, I'm going to look around here and see one of these brethren. I happen to be off down on the Gulf fishing someday. Somebody said, you ought not to do that. Well, get on Brother Miller, too. He went with me. One time kept me from getting jerked overboard by a great big fish. I'm down there fishing. I look out there and I see somebody that I've gone to church with. And they're sitting out there with a swimming suit on among the world. You know what? I will never have confidence in those people. I won't. You say, well, I did that. Well, beloved, you better get out and weep and mourn before God and hope He'll forgive you and teach you how to live like a child of God. I'm talking to us, the brethren, too.
Yeah.
I went down there the other day to pick up a boat to bring back home. This old boy, just as well, he was bragging about being an atheist till I told him the Bible said he was a fool. And he didn't much like that, so he quit that. But he told him, I bet he's down on the beach looking at the women. I said, why in the world would I have to go down on the beach to look at women? I look at good-looking women.
Yeah,
every day or two. And they all dress decent.
Bless the Lord.
Yeah,
I don't want to go down there looking at that. It's something that the devil's got. They departed from the sin was at their hand. Now I got over to the next step. They laid aside their fine garment. The example, the king took off his royal robe. And he didn't go looking for the highest place in the city to sit, did he?
No.
What did he do? He went out and found where they were dumping their ashes. You know, they had to use wood for fire, I guess, or coal or something. Had a lot of ashes. He took off that royal robe and he got him an old sack, sackcloth. And he covered himself up. He went out and sat in those ashes. That's called humbling yourself. In case, that's the example. Now, beloved, y'all don't think for one minute I don't know what I'm talking about. They still weren't saved. They had heard the word from the right source. They had believed it. They had turned away from their sins. They quit sinning. They had humbled themselves now before God. They still weren't saved. They were still looking for destruction. So something else got to be done. If you haven't received salvation, there's something else you got to do. They still weren't saved. So then what did they do? They started fasting. Well, somebody after a while may and may not have. I like to just talk what the Word tells me. But somebody might have said, well, I got to quit praying long enough to go water my horse. I mean, might be a battle coming along here. I'm going to need that horse. Slop the pigs. Yeah, you folks don't know what that means, but they'll go feed the pigs. But they were still lost. So when they quit eating and drinking, they just put their cattle, their horses, their pigs, their goat, their sheep, their chicken, and everything else in a fast, and they wouldn't feed them either. Why, beloved? They was on their way to destruction, and in 40 days, every one of them's going to be destroyed if God don't do something. You're going to be destroyed if God don't do something.
Yes, thank God.
Well, they started fasting and they still weren't saved. Is it all right if I just run through the steps they've already heard one more time? I want you to get these. If you're lost, beloved, you're lost. I can't help it. I've given my life, as Brother Millard has, to be able to hold forth the word of eternal life. Wherever I've gone, somebody has believed it. And God has proved it.
Yes, thank God.
First step. I know you're getting bored, but I was always a little dumb. All these kids had good honors and all. I always felt like they just gave me a diploma to get rid of me. First step, God sent a man. How can he preach except he be sent? God sent him. He preached the word that God gave him. They heard the word. They believed God. They humbled themselves. They began to fast. And they are still lost. Beloved, are y'all following the program yet? They felt the urgency of getting this done.
Yes, oh God.
There was only one step left. If you have followed these steps up until this step I'm fixing to tell you about, you'll leave here with the Holy Ghost. If you hadn't, you won't.
Yes, thank God.
You know what the last step was? Every one of us knows what it is. They all cried mightily unto the Lord. Oh, Brother Jay, sitting over there, I'll talk about him a little bit because we was at a service a while back. Whole bunch of people went to the altar, and a whole bunch of people left the altar lost. And as he went out the door, he kind of said something to me, kind of low, as he walked past me. I didn't hear a single one crying mightily unto the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Yes, oh God.
The last step, they done what they were commanded to do. They have obeyed God up until that point, but they cried with all of their might unto God. And God looked down. And God recognized that as being repentance. They've done what I have said to do.
Praise God.
Salvation comes.
Glory,
woo, glory to God.
Glory, glory, glory.
Every time somebody follows those steps, they receive the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
And the children of God rejoice. That old hard-headed preacher, he was so mad he'd had to stay 3 days and nights in the belly of a whale. He was so mad he wanted the whole town destroyed. He was one of them old grouches.
Yes, oh God.
I'd be willing to go through everything he did and still praise God because he sent salvation.
Amen.
Set up our pulpit up.
Yeah.
How about it, people? Now you know. Paul Harvey said you know the rest of the story. How about it? Do you want to be a child of God? Enough to come God's way? Y'all, if it's all right with y'all, here's an altar. Come God's way and you'll leave here shouting the victory.